So it's going to be real interesting to see. I don't, you know, it's hard to figure out the political dynamic on that because it really does cut both ways.
You think about the what's going to be the poster child for this issue. Obviously, the Court of Appeals sweeps, that's going to be a poster child. But and I don't know the elected county judge here in Harris, but I can imagine a lot of people are going to be talking about a 27-year-old candidate that's never served in office and never attended a commissioner's court hearing becomes the county judge. She may be excellent. I mean, Stanford graduate and all that stuff, obviously a smart woman. But there are going to be people that are going to sure use that as part of the issue on straight ticket voting. So it's going to be interesting to see. Makeup of the Senate changed significantly as things change in the Senate, which is usually quite slow. As you know, Senate, 31 members. And the makeup had been 21 to 10. And the Democrats picked up two seats, one in Dallas and one in Fort Worth, and which the Senator Huffines lost to Nathan Johnson. Nathan Johnson's a lawyer, does a lot of business litigation. Senator Burgess lost to Beverly Powell, who is a developer and a very active in school, a school trustee or school board work, teacher maybe, school administration. I've read a little bit about her, but not much. And there'll be two new Republican senators that are replacing Republican senators. Senator Estes lost the primary, and Pat Fallon is taking that position. And Van Taylor, who ran for Congress, is being replaced by the Attorney General's wife, Angela Paxton. So now the breakdown is, I guess, on January 1 will be 20 to 10 because, the breakdown will be 19-11 because Sylvia Garcia, Senator Garcia, has not resigned her seat in the Senate but has been elected to Congress. So I believe the day she's going to resign is January 1 or something like that. So there will be a special election that will in high probability be filled by a Democrat, which will make it ultimately 19-12, which that's important because of the three-fifths rule that comes into play. If the Democrats can pick off one Republican senator on the three-fifths rule, they can prevent legislation from getting to the floor.
Yeah.
It'd be a big deal.
It is a big deal. And, you know, and over in the House, too, I mean, we've had some significant changes there that are likely to impact the Speaker's race. Because the Democratic caucus has now gotten a little bigger. You got the notes there. How many seats did the Demos pick up?
The Democrats picked up 12 seats in the House. Of those 12, eight women and four men. A lot of those seats were in North Texas, in Dallas and Denton, and also in Travis predominantly. That makes the breakdown 83-67 in the House. So do the math. With 67 Democrats, if they can vote, if they vote in a block, which generally they're going to in a speaker's race, generally, the Democrats can be a real force in selecting the speaker because they only need to pick up, what, eight Republicans to support whoever they want as speaker. Currently, there are 7 candidates for speaker. Phil King from Weatherford, Drew Darby from San Angelo, Four Price from Amarillo, Travis Clardy from Nacogdoches, Dennis Bonin from Angleton, Tam Parker from Flower Mound, and a Democrat, Eric Johnson from Dallas. And so the people around the Capitol or think they know things about the Capitol, which none of us do, always say, well, who's going to win speaker's race? And I am confident that I can tell you who wins the speaker's race after the votes are counted. And until then, I don't think anybody can tell you who's going to win the speaker's race. Because whatever scenario you want to play out, there is an equally good other scenario that somebody else, and the speaker may be somebody that's not even declared yet. So that's going to be a dramatic change.
And, well, and having a Democrat as speaker is an impossibility, but it's not all bad news here. I mean, there's a couple of pretty solid moderate Republicans that have put their name up there.
Oh, for
and
sure.
As I understand it, Jay, the GOP caucus idea is off. It's not going to, their GOP is not going
explain
to.
Explain what you mean.
Well, where the Republicans go into caucus, they pick the speaker, and then they're bound to vote for that person on the floor. That's a way to exclude all of the Democrats from the equation. As I understand it now, that's not going to be the deal.
Two of the speaker candidates said they will comply with a Republican caucus decision. That'd be Phil King and Tan Parker. And they have a little bit better chance of being speaker than David and I, but that would be about all, in my opinion. But Darby, Price, Clardy, Bonin, and, Clardy, Price, Darby, and Bonin have all said they're not going to comply with the Republican caucus concept. Obviously, they're going to be looking to Democrats to help them get elected.